Time again for a look at traffic and weather together. We begin with Ricky Meese.
Southbound slowdowns, I-15 waiting for you just before the I-80-201 interchange, and they continue down to about 106 South in Sandy. Northbound I-15 seeing slowdowns, and that's going to be just right about Bluffdale all the way to Midvale. The West Belt stacked up and slow southbound between I-80 and about 3500 South, and a KSL traffic trooper search dogs, Utah search dogs, saying there's a minor fender bender blocking the 500 South ramp to I-15 and I-80. Len Thomas?
5600 West, it's northbound at 2200 South, partially blocking your right lane, adding to slow traffic in that area. Most of that, though, is southbound, slowing from California down to 3500 South. Bangor Highway in those stretches either direction around the 201 freeway. And as you head down to Utah County, the rain and the wind are hitting various spots. It is now spread from Springville up through Provo and Pleasant Grove, and you've got dry roads after that. But your southbound commute is rolling along until you get to Lehigh, then it slowed down to Orem. So be careful out there, and we do have a crash here. Actually, it's a medical situation. Northbound I-15 Center Street exit in Provo, left lane closed. Mark?
The Ogden area, you've got a crash, 12th Street, just west of Washington Boulevard in your left lane. Far as the freeways go, northbound I-15, you're okay till you get about 6 North to the North Interchange. Choppy, slow and go delays. Then in Davis County, from Lagoon to Layton Hills Mall is normally slow as it is. You may not need a new transmission. AMCO can run their free check. It might only be sensor. They're gaining customers for life. Use someone you can trust. Go AMCO AA MCO. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.